From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Following a critical vote early this morning, Senate Democrats remain on track to pass a massive health care overhaul bill by Christmas. It's now expected there will be a flurry of last-minute deal-making to try and win out remaining holdouts before the expected final vote Thursday. The voting has been strictly along party lines, with Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid saying today the intention is to keep the ball moving.
We're going to finish this bill before Christmas. We're committed to doing that, and we'll worry about the next steps at a later time. Right now, we're focused on what we're going to do this week.
GOP senators, including Arizona's John McCain, have complained Republicans were never brought into the negotiations. The White House hailed the health care vote, saying it shows the Senate can stand up to special interests. The Obama administration is showcasing efforts to save money today. The White House Budget Office released a report showing how the government plans to save $19 billion through more efficient contracting. More from NPR, Scott Horsley.
The administration wants to shave $40 billion off the government's contracting bill by 2011. And officials say they're almost halfway there with savings identified so far. President Obama is urging agencies to streamline contracts wherever possible and to be especially wary of those awarded without competition or where the government's on the hook for cost overruns.
At a time when we face not only a fiscal crisis but also a host of difficult challenges as a nation, business as usual in Washington just won't cut it.
Mr. Obama also met with a Veterans Administration employee from Colorado who won a contest to suggest ways the government can save money. Federal employees submitted some 38,000 cost-saving ideas, and Mr. Obama says the contest will now be an annual event. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Nationwide, the murder rate was down by 10% in the first half of this year. That could indicate 2009 was the third year in a row crime declined in the U.S., NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
According to preliminary figures collected by the FBI, the double-digit drop in murders in the first half of 2009 was just the headline number on a report full of encouraging news. Violent crime fell by more than 4% in the first half of the year. Property crimes were down by more than 6%. That's a far cry from the spike in crime that the U.S. experienced in the early 1990s. Officials say crime rates in this country haven't been this low since the 1960s. Perhaps the most surprising number of all is the number of car thefts. They're down nearly 19% in the first half of 2009. All these figures are based on information the FBI gets from nearly 12,000 police and law enforcement agencies across the country. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 85 points today to close at 10,414. The Nasdaq was up 25 points. This is NPR. Fed up with stories of stranded airline passengers stuck on airport runways for hours on end, the Obama administration is putting in place tough new rules aimed at dealing with the problem. Under the new Transportation Department guidelines, there would be a three-hour limit on delays, after which stuck passengers would be allowed to get off planes. The rules would also require within 2 hours of being stuck on the runway, airlines provide food and water for stranded passengers and maintain operable restrooms. New guidelines will take effect in 120 days and would call for fines of up to $27,500 per passenger. 40,000 passengers have been affected by the shutdown of the high-speed Eurostar train service between London, Paris, and Brussels. Over the weekend, six trains broke down in the underwater channel tunnel. Larry Miller reports from London. Officials now say the fault is being fixed and the train should start running again soon.
For the 2,000 passengers stuck on the weekend trains that broke down in the Channel Tunnel, the Eurostar's two-hour Paris to London journey took up to 16 hours on trains without food or water. For thousands more, 3 days of canceled trips left many with no place to stay. The fault appears to have been moisture, which shorted out the train's electrics. Unless there are further problems, Eurostar will be able to run two-thirds of its trains on Tuesday and carry 26,000 passengers. Eurostar Chief Richard Brown.
It will be a somewhat limited service because we have to modify the trains to make sure that they're reliable in service.
Politicians in France and Britain have urged an investigation into how Eurostars handle the crisis. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Crude oil futures fell 70 cents a barrel to close at $73.72 a barrel. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News.